News Team Coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
WSJM News Now at Noon is brought to you by the Town Crier Wire. You can download your free local news app today from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Mike Alarney. State Representative Pauline Wenzel of Waterville pleads that the showdown between majority Republicans in the legislature and Governor Whitmer is over for the time being regarding road funding. A deal announced yesterday that the next fiscal year's budget will not include the $2.5 billion that Whitmer had been seeking for road work, as leaders were unable to figure out where that money would come from.
I'm relieved. I'm glad to hear that we're finally moving forward. You know, the House and Senate both came out with what I feel are very responsible and great budgets a few months ago. So I'm glad to get our budgets out there and get things moving, especially for our schools.
Business groups like the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, however, had been pushing the majority Republicans to take action to come up with that money, saying the state's roads are crumbling too fast and those crumbling roads are costing the state jobs. Governor Whitmer is vowing to keep up her fight to fix the damn roads, the quote be, as she campaigned on. All have agreed to continue talking, and she addressed that in a speech yesterday to the Economic Club of Grand Rapids.
The most important thing that we need to do as a state is ensure that we meet the foundational needs of our people. That is rebuilding our infrastructure. It's a conversation I started 6 months ago when I introduced the budget.
And she says, though, they're going to keep going.
We're going to continue the conversation, but we're still going to get a budget done on time.
The deal likely means no partial state government shutdown will happen October 1st. A grant of just over $9,600 is being sought by the City of St. Joseph's Public Works Department to make three public recreation areas much more accessible. City Commission approved applying for the St. Joseph Benton Harbor Rotary Foundation grant, which would purchase weather-resistant wheelchairs for the Whirlpool Compass Fountain, replace the swing set at Kiwanis Tiny Tots Park with one that includes a harness swing, and purchasing mobility sleds for the John and Dede Howard Ice Arena to allow those in wheelchairs to get onto the ice. Mayor Mike Gary likes what he heard.
I give staff credit. They're always looking at improvements to our parks and making them as accessible to everybody. And working with the Rotary Grant really comes right into what we've been trying to do. And I think it's a fabulous idea.
Gary says it goes well with the upcoming addition of a wide non-motorized path to replace sidewalks in the area of Napier and Kingsley, including the area around Lincoln Elementary School.
We have a long-term vision of how we can make the city as accommodating, as friendly to all residents and all visitors.
Deadline to apply for the grants is coming soon, September 20th. Since the inception of the grant program in 1980, the St. Joseph Benton Harbor Rotary Foundation has awarded nearly $900,000. A Niles man who served the Niles Police Department for 24 years has died after a motorcycle crash over the weekend. Police say 44-year-old Kenneth Ray was riding a motorcycle on 17th Street near Broadway around 6:50 p.m. when he tried to avoid a cat in the road, lost control of the bike, tipped it to its side. He was pronounced dead at the scene as a result. Female passenger taken to the nearby hospital by ambulance. She's since been treated and released. Police say the two were not wearing their helmets. Ray was a reserve sergeant with the Niles Police Department, and Niles Mayor Nick Shelton says he will be missed dearly. Michigan State University dropping plans for an outside review to determine how it handled sexual assault complaints. Michigan News Network's Brooke Allen has the story.
Those complaints against now imprisoned former campus sports doctor Larry Nassar. The switch by trustees comes a few months after they voted unanimously to hire a Chicago law firm to investigate and release a report. But some trustees now believe that a federal investigation has filled the role. Some of Nassar's victims are upset, with one calling it a complete betrayal.
WSJM News Time is 12:10. Coming up next in WSJM News, a look at the issue and problem, lack of affordable housing in South Haven. So if you were listening to us over the air right now, or even streaming online at Newstalk 94.9 WSJM or WSJM.com, right here is where you would hear a commercial. So, you own a business? Do you run a business? Do you have those decisions available for your business? If so, we could always use a sponsor right here on the WSJM News Now at Noon podcast and over the air. Contact our sales department right now if you're interested. WSJM News Now at Noon continues. People who work in the South Haven area aren't making enough money to afford even an average starter home in the community. That's the consensus that prompted the first of several joint meetings between the city, South Haven Township, and South Haven Housing Commission last night. South Haven Mayor Scott Smith says it's not just a perception. There is a lack of affordable housing in the area.
We hear it every single Friday when we're out talking to businesses. Their employees work here in town, but they can't afford to live here in town. Whether it be a school teacher, a firefighter, a person at the hospital, we are struggling to keep people in our community. And it shows up when you drive around our neighborhoods and the lights are out at night.
The average price for what's considered a 1,200-square-foot starter home in South Haven is $310,000, likely well above the means of a lot of people. Community leaders brought in Ryan Kilpatrick from Housing Next of Ottawa County for a presentation on affordable housing solutions. More meetings are in the works. Marion County Parks Department will be holding a community recycling event this month at Silver Beach. It says now is the time to clean out your garage and basement and also take a look at what's under the sink. County will take in unwanted household chemicals and electronics at the September 21st event. Items that get dropped off will be disposed of and recycled responsibly. They'll take yard and garden chemicals, used oil, old gasoline, unused medicines, medical needles and sharps, spent batteries, spray cans, oil-based paint, and electronics. TVs come with a $20 fee, computer monitors, $10. Latex paint will not be accepted, but you can drop that off at Ace Hardware in St. Joseph and Stevensville for a small fee. Community recycling event, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Silver Beach County Park, coming up September 21st. A highway repaving project will get started this week near New Buffalo. Michigan Department of Transportation will start working on the highway between M-239 and Kruger Road starting Thursday. As a result, there will be daytime single lane closures, nighttime double lane closures. Everybody's reminded to give themselves a little extra time when going through that area. Work is scheduled to be done in late October. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources is urging everybody to check out some of the state's trails this month. DNR Trail Coordinator Paul Yonk tells us many people don't even know about the recreation opportunities that pass by their own homes.
All over Michigan, and especially West Michigan, there are a lot of great trail opportunities where, you know, you can go out for recreation, you can go out for transportation, and you can go out for a healthy lifestyle.
Yonk says there are more than 12,500 miles of designated trails around Michigan. You can check out the ones at state parks, and there are the old rail trails as well.
You know, 150 years ago, with first forestry and then mining and then all of these opportunities, there's a lot of railroads that were built, and then over time, they were abandoned.
Yonk says these former railroads were put to good use when the state and local communities turned them into trails. A big attraction in southwest Michigan is the Cal Haven Trail, going from Kalamazoo to South Haven. The state is promoting all of its trails with michigan.gov/trailsweek. Republican legislative leaders want to cut $400 million from state services to pay for road work. It's a far cry from what they were talking about earlier in the year.
There was chatter this year about finding $1 billion in tax waste and fraud in the state budget in order to fix the roads without a tax increase. But turns out the Republican leadership says it's recommending only $400 million in state service cutbacks. That's a far cry from where they were talking earlier. In fact, the matter is there's not that much money in the budget, the experts say, to fix the roads if $1 billion or more is needed. And the Republican leadership is showing that by only coming in at $400 million. Reporting from the state capitol, Tim Skubik, the Michigan News Network.
And two workers in Metro Detroit killed after granite slabs shifted on top of them and fell inside of a Detroit area business. Sterling Heights Fire Chief Chris Barton says it happened yesterday afternoon at Stone Warehouse. The slabs weigh around 1,000 pounds each, but he didn't say how many fell on the two men. Their names have not been released. Tiger baseball tonight at home against the Yankees at 640 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and Cozy FM. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.